To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall.
Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson. The bounce of the ping pong ball. You end up 7th.
Well, it's disappointing. You can accept it for a minute or two, but then you got to move on. Because everybody walks in that building and has a stake in it, hopes for some luck. New Orleans and Memphis are the two teams that walked out of there better than they were before, you know, when they walked in.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's Dustin Rhodes here. When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need help getting to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. You post a job in minutes, you set up screener questions, and you zero in on those qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. And when you need to hire fast, accelerate your results with sponsored jobs. New users can try it for free at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Napa know-how.
At Napa Auto Care Centers, you'll get a $75 prepaid Visa card when you spend $250 on Napa brake parts, which is cause to celebrate. Because normally the sound of screeching brakes means your bank account's about to take a hit. But getting $75 back makes that hit not so bad. Quality parts installed by the pros. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Care Centers. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 6/30/19.
Right now, you can get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after 22.50 a month. Credit apply within 2 bills. If canceled earlier, remain a balance due. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines with auto pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Planning a spring break getaway? Well, with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on any purchase you make today and every day. And those miles add up to get you closer to that trip to paradise. Every vanilla soy latte, double miles. Every time you pump gas, double miles. Even when you buy a set of monogram beach towels, yep, double miles. You earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, and then you go. The Capital One Venture Card, the card that takes you there. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
At Farmers Insurance, we know every windshield collision has a unique sound. Beetle. Bird poop. Drone. Seen it? Covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
It all starts with just one thing. June is World Oceans Month, a great time to participate in a beach or river cleanup. Find one through your parks department. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
You're listening to The Score through the power of Radio.com Sports.
Radio.com Sports. Stream The Score in all of your favorite sports stations. And it's so easy to download.
Keep listening for the best experts in sports. Tons of original sports content. Podcast Score and all your favorite sports stations.
Radio.com Sports. It's easy and it's free.
This is Radio.com Sports.
This transition is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Western Conference champion Wolves would like to thank their loyal fans for making this 25th anniversary so very special. Thank you, and see you in October.
Broadcast. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com sports station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
The Chicago Bulls on the verge of taking 3 out of 3 from the Lakers in Los Angeles. Michael Jordan with 30 points. The Bulls lead by 7. Final seconds. Magic's 3-point attempt blocked. Pippen comes away with it. And the Chicago Bulls have won their first ever NBA championship.
Mulligan Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score on this day in history. Mr. David, that's the celebration.
1991.
There. Want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Well, that means a lot to us. Thanks to Dustin.
Yeah, he's here.
Yeah, he's here, and we love it. And Kevbo, bless
Kevin,
you, sir.
You can do this.
Yeah, I don't know if you can, but bless him. And Ray, above and beyond all.
He's fashionable.
Yes.
Yes.
And now we welcome in Dan Bernstein and Connor McKay.
Hey, guys.
More fellas.
Do you remember that first one?
I do. I remember where I was, and I remember how it felt, and didn't realize it would be the first of 6. But it was, if you remember, it was kind of fait accompli at some point when you realized the Bulls were just so much better.
Well, I remember they lost the first game at home, and your buddy Tom Friend, the L.A. columnist, wrote a thing called four, that's what the Bulls will be yelling on the golf course, four, the sweep is here, four, they're not ready to play. I mean, you couldn't have been more inaccurate, because it was four, it was the Bulls winning the next 4 after they won the first one at the stadium. So
what's amazing is when you go back and watch tape of those games, how physical Scottie Pippen was allowed to be on Magic Johnson.
He would have fouled out
in 30 seconds. Like the first trip down the court, you know, when Magic would kind of back you down, and Pippen was just standing there bumping him, like trying to deliver a hit to him every single time. And then Magic would switch hands, and he'd bump him with the other side, and he would have fouled out in the first quarter.
The Jordan rules, of course, with the Pistons against Michael, that was merely where the foul comes from. The rules were who takes him out from what spot on the floor where he's standing, so that you spread out the fouls. That's really, the game has changed dramatically, made up word, both dramatically and drastically.
And did I hear Brian Cole correctly driving in when he said his clinical best opinion based on what he saw is that Kevin Durant's Achilles is not ruptured?
You did hear correctly.
Okay. What I would love to know is, did he see the super slow-mo video
of
what appears to be his Achilles tendon obviously rupturing?
Rolling up like a window shade. Yeah,
I don't think he would say that unless he has seen. He's not a risk taker.
I understand that. Yeah. And he's a doctor.
He's a doctor.
What else could that have been what we saw?
Well, but it is conjecture. We don't have the proof
of it. That's
true. Yet. We don't have the MRI.
It really surprised me.
I thought you pointed out another issue, too, that a lot of doctors probably have, and it's something that we've kind of been conflating. Like, you don't know that the one injury caused another, but you guys spent a lot of time talking, and he spent a lot of time talking about how, of course, if you go out there with one injury, you are likely compromised, and that it's a statistics game at some point.
And I think he was basing it on the fact that Durant walked away. He walked off, even though it was limp, but he did walk. And if had you been, I think a full rupture, I think he suggested that would not have been the case.
No, he's the doctor. I just know that every report says that the Warriors believe it was ruptured, and he has had an MRI, so it's just a matter of when and how they
announced.
He went
to New York for an MRI, didn't he?
He did. Yeah,
he's there today.
Yeah, and he's also going to meet with the Knicks, and that's not true. And the Nets, no. After when he becomes a free agent.
And we were talking to Mark Deeks about it a little bit yesterday. What does this do to the other max slot guy? Who would, whether it's, we use Kyrie Irving just sort of as the replacement level guy here. But if in fact,
Kawhi Leonard.
If the Knicks or the Nets had designs on Durant and player B, how would, regardless of how that team approaches Durant, if you're that player, it's like, okay, do I have to wait a year to commit to this and then wait a year and come back to an unknown in whatever direction?
I wouldn't want to commit to a team. Say the Nets, they have an idea of getting Kyrie and Durant. I would not, if I were Kyrie, want to go to a place that has to wait a year for Kevin Durant.
And unknown what he's going to be when he comes back.
Yeah, you have no idea.
Oh, come on. I mean, really, do you really believe he's... I would sign Kevin Durant right now.
Oh, I'm not saying that's a dumb move. I'm just saying that, okay. there's a range of possibilities for what he is when he returns. He is the kind of player should age well regardless because of his game. I mean,
DeMarcus Cousins is 18 months out from that injury. And granted, the bodies are very different. The rehab's very different for those two guys. But
different games, too.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely. Different games. I mean, that's the other thing.
Different skill sets needed to play.
Sure. Durant needs to, you know, can move a lot.
Rick said, what if when Kevin Durant comes back, he's Rashard Lewis? He's a 7-foot-tall floor spacer who can still shoot the hell out of it, still has an unblockable three-point shot, but he isn't as much the switching defender / rim protector or curl guy. He's more of a floor spacer. It's possible.
I don't know. I think I'd take the gamble.
Still get the max deal, that's for sure. You know what? It might be good, you know, thinking about the other guy, the replacement-level max guy, this could be really good news for the business team of one Jimmy Butler. I mean, if this bumps him up in terms of priority free agent for a team or two, you know, somebody who's looking to, you know, this could be something that actually benefits Butler a little bit, and then he'll spend the entire offseason telling him
how hard
he worked to get
himself
there. What
if the market doesn't develop? What if teams decide, you know what, let's wait a year because KD is worth it. So we're not going to give out the max contract to Jimmy Butler because we really want Kevin Durant. Yeah.
So basically they're going to tank another year?
They'd wait as well for Kevin?
Yeah, well, I mean, wouldn't you?
And let him take the option?
If you were calling that shot, I would rather have Kevin Durant.
This is a pretty good free agent class, though, overall. I mean, there's only one Kevin Durant, but you do have a lot of other
options.
Kawhi
Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard, Jimmy Butler. A lot of teams would like a Jimmy Butler. Kyrie. Kemba Walker.
Yeah, if I'm Durant, I am actively pushing teams to sign me now, and I'm signing somewhere else now rather than opting in and rehabbing just for 1 year, because if somebody's going to give me the guaranteed multi-year deal, I'm taking it and I'll go rehab there and get everything started and going with the organization where my career is continuing.
I think it depends on my relationship with the team doctors.
That's what it
out
is.
There and
That's
with
it.
The,
it's all about that.
Yeah, the trainers. And would I be more comfortable with these people that I know than going into a new situation and kind of hovering around a team, not being part of it.
And if he leaves and if he entertains the idea of leaving, it suggests that the last 4 weeks there has been friction. There has been these discussions that have been uncomfortable. And maybe that, you know, contributed to his decision to move on.
It's not fair.
From all reports, it sounds like KD has been as involved with the team as he can be. You know, he's rooting hard for wins and losses and possessions.
But you saw
his Instagram post and how emotional he was about his guys.
Curry and Iguodala went into the locker room during the game. Right. You can't force that. You can't fake that. That's pretty genuine, I think. I mean, maybe we're all being snowed, but I do think you're right, Connor. I think that he has integrated himself into that team more than maybe his reputation suggests.
What will you guys do today?
We've got a lot of Bears to discuss, frankly. Because
Chris blew it.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, he did.
Yes, indeed.
He blew his chance.
And I want to talk a little bit about the divergent ideas that the Bears we're hearing sort of from or seeing that's going on with the Bears, where there are these Super Bowl aspirations, and they're just comically fumbling around at a position that we know can be fatal to your Super Bowl hopes.
Quarterback?
Just how Nagy's handled it.
I was just making a joke.
And Mike Florio is going to give us the national perspective on that and all things NFL. We've got our Hard Knocks team that's official. We can talk to him about that. That's at 10 o'clock. Midday Midway at 10:40, and then at 11, our favorite golf contributor, David Dusek of Golf Week, is going to give us a full U.S. Open Pebble Beach preview.
All right, guys.
Have a good show.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby. I'm done.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's sports morning show.
Matt Nagy.
We're going to do what we do well. You know, obviously I can't say exactly what that is. I'd be giving our secrets away, but we're going to keep growing and we're going to work into what Mitch does well.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. Belinda Stronach and Roger Goodell wouldn't seem to have much in common. Stronach is a billionaireess, a former member of the Canadian Parliament, whose company owns, among other properties, Pimlico, home of the Preakness, Gulfstream Park, and Santa Anita. Albeit only a multimillionaire, Goodell is, we all know who he is. What they share in common, apart from commanding major influence in their respective sports, is hypocrisy these days. Claiming that her company's concern for the safety of the thoroughbreds at her tracks is paramount, Stronach nonetheless refuses to shut down Santa Anita. This despite the recent deaths of 29 horses, and despite repeated pleas to shut down issued by the California Horse Racing Board. As for Goodell, he's again laying the groundwork to push for an insane and dangerous 18-game season. So much for his concerns about player safety and well-being. As we all know, money talks. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Hi, it's Flo. And you know what word I don't get? Shampoo. The first half of the word is sham, and the second part you definitely don't want to see in the shower. That's why I made up a neat word. Flotection. The feeling of security you get when your new house is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. I mean, seriously, shampoo? What part of that makes you want to rub it all over your hair?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Pitch hitting, catcher number two. Also, Karen in row J eating the hot dog. Did you mean to tip 167% yesterday at Le Cafe restaurant? Just checking.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like over-tipping, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
Napa Know How.
At Napa Auto Care Centers, you'll get a $75 prepaid Visa card when you spend $250 on Napa brake parts, which is cause to celebrate. Because normally the sound of screeching brakes means your bank account's about to take a hit. But getting $75 back makes that hit not so bad. Quality parts installed by the pros. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Care Centers. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 6/30/19.
At Farmers Insurance, we know the sound of a perfect hot air balloon landing. And a less than perfect one. Seen it? Covered it. Click for more.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Till War and Back is a podcast about three American warfighters.
Right before the helicopter crashed, but I almost went right back into, like, Marine mode.
We'll bring you to the front lines.
We were just slinging lead and rockets and tanks.
We'll hear what it was like when they came home.
From the first time I took that medication, I lost control of my life.
These are the unforgettable stories of three American combat vets. To War and Back. Coming June 10th. Subscribe for free now on the Radio.com app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Mike Pereira, former vice president of officiating in the NFL. What do you make of the fact that pass interference, both called and non-called, is now reviewable?
Well, the three guys involved in New Orleans think it's a great rule change. the other ones, I think, would rather keep it on the field.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. A radio.com sports station.
Can't get enough Cubs talk? Well, you're in luck. A new podcast is coming your way from 670 The Score. Into the Basket will feature me, Julie DeCaro, along with Evan Altman of Cubs Insider and Brad Robinson of WBBM. The best part is you'll be able to listen to it whenever you want over at radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk plenty of Cubs baseball and have some laughs along the way. We hope you'll join us. Look out for it. Into the Basket, coming your way from 670 The Score.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
A record-setting Jeopardy contestant, James Holzhauer, you've agreed to play Jeopardy against two contestants, our executive producer, Nick Shepkowski, and Chris Kampka.
James, who are the Colts? James, who is Plaxico Burress? James, who is Cal Ripken Jr.? James, what is November 2nd, 2016? James, who is George Washington? James, who is Abe Lincoln? James, who is Lyndon Johnson? James, who is J.K. Rowling? James, who is Tom Clancy? James, who is
James, congratulations on your win in the first ever McNeil and Parkins Show Jeopardy.
Hey, thanks for putting some non-sports categories in there so I had a chance.
Yeah, no problem, man. Well, James, we appreciate you coming on and putting up with our shenanigans, and I know you've been turning down a lot of media requests, so we appreciate you choosing The Score to talk a little bit.
Okay, thank you for having me. This was fun.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Ted, the perfect elixir for summer or anytime is here. Men's Room Gold is back.
That's right. And because we think it's yummy, I'm going to sing a song.
Oh, God.
Hit it.
I really think I want to drink. I've been a jonesin' for a Men's Room Gold.
That was awful. But every time you purchase a Men's Room Gold, it benefits the Fisher House, which supports our military and their family members.
Men's Room Gold, brewed by Elysian Brewing Company, Seattle, Washington. Please drink responsibly.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
I think it took a lot of people a little while to understand what it takes to win a title now. After having gone through that, you get to the Kevin Durant thing, and everybody shovels double the amount on this guy for having joined a team that's a super team and indestructible and going for three straight titles, all this stuff. And what came with it was a soft reputation. So he decided that he had to go out last night and try and prove that wrong. But when you hear Bob Myers get that emotional about things, it sounds like guilt. It sounds like inside the organization, there were people wondering, Kevin probably ought to get out there. Think he can do it. Whether it's inside or outside, one way or the other, that seemed like an organization that might have not done right by their guy.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe Sport. Mike Florio is going to join us at 10. We'll do the midway at 10:40. David Dusek of Golf Week will give you your full and complete and informative and entertaining preview to the U.S. Open. That's at 11. Surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is our number at WSCR The Score. Email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. And you can send a text to 67011. And when you do that, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is Bernstein_MCK. He's at C1 McKnight. I am at Dan_Bernstein. You must download the radio.com app.
Adeloy Jimenez went yard at home. That ball.
When it goes, it goes, man.
Hard. Yeah. Did you see the marks that got left on that thing?
Yeah.
You got to hit it hard to make that kind of mark.
That's serious stuff from him. The last two have averaged like 470 or something.
Couple of weeks?
Yeah.
Hitting the ball a little bit, making contact, dropping for a lot of power. That team's a hell of a lot of fun.
So when you download the radio.com app, that will allow you to stream The Score on your mobile devices. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. You can watch us in the video feed. Brian Gertz directs it at watch670thescore.com and Facebook Live. Jay Zawoski, our producer, Rick Camp, and the Mexicutioner Ray Diaz in the back doing what he does. If you're just joining us, the Bears are now down to two kickers in the mix.
Yes.
So it's Elliot Fry
and
it's Eddie Pinheiro.
Yes.
One, two.
Thank you, Mike. That's because no longer in the mix is Chris Blewett. Apparently yesterday they had another one of these sort of dry fire exercises and all three missed their game winners in one fashion or another.
Yeah, you're going to hear from Matt Nagy in a little bit here on the show. He talked at length about Bears kickers, their issues, the issues and how they're affecting the team and his brain and sports writers' brains. But here's what we know. Eddie Pinheiro missed his and stoinked it off the upright. Chris Blewett missed it wide left. Elliott Fry missed it wide right. And they cut the guy who missed it left, not the guy who hit the upright. And you would think that after all of this, you know, after the near year, 6 months, 8 months that we've been at, it feels like a little bit longer than that too, that you've been from the double doinkage of one Cody Parkey, from the Today Show broadcast and the car wash that he did on national media, that you'd cut the guy that hit the upright if all of them are equal. But apparently the Bears are telling you that they're not.
Well, they've got more information than just the one kick. Come on.
Do they?
Of course they do. No,
do they? Because they had back-to-back-to-back misses of 40-yard kicks. And I tell you this, it has now become a point of, whether it matters or not, the fact that it's reached this level of national point and laugh at this really great team that has a kicking issue and is dealing with it this way, it has now become just as likely that either Eddie Pinheiro or Elliott Fry or Chris Blewett gets re-signed or Kicker X just gets pulled off a roster or Matt Bryant comes out of nowhere and kicks. The Bears kicker right now is whoever they pick, and it doesn't matter one way or another.
This segment's brought to you by Comcast Business. Every day, Comcast Business is helping businesses big and small go beyond the expected to do the extraordinary, because beyond a simple transaction, there is making a customer for life. Comcast Business, beyond fast. Take your business beyond at ComcastBusiness.com. I embraced and applauded Matt Nagy for owning the kicking thing, for not shying away from it, for doing the 43-yard little kickoff thing as a mordant homage. And that's cool. That's great. It's saying you're not going to run from it. They're going to talk about it. He's happy to joke about it. But at some point, it's starting to look a little needy. At some point, how does that continue to turn it into a thing? You can't now decide to do the opposite. I'm not saying he was wrong. I'm not blaming him. I'm not changing my mind. I still like the way he handled it. But you also can't back away from the fact that with every day that goes by, with every new kicking name, and with every transaction, it becomes bigger and more of a thing. And like you say, there are other teams around the league that are wondering, what the hell's going on in Chicago?
The other teams, other media outlets, other national writers, and it doesn't necessarily matter what people think outside that organization about how they're dealing with the issue. It certainly won't matter to those inside. But it does matter that it's risen to that level of scrutiny. And don't you think, too, that regardless of whatever kicker comes in here and takes a job, that you're just, and regardless of the process that they used to get here, honest as it was, self-reflective as it was, a little bit self-denigrating as it was, you know, you still have to come out of it with a kicker. And regardless of who it is, maybe save Robbie Gould, which I still don't think is happening, you're going to spend the entire preseason, every kick of the opener against Green Bay, just wondering if that guy's good enough. It's all you're going to be doing. That's all you're going to spend your time thinking.
They couldn't put this thing away. And it's like no good deed goes unpunished in this. Everything they're trying to do, and it's the old rule, if you have three kickers, you don't have a kicker. And if you have five kickers, you don't have a kicker. And they added a kicking coach.
Yeah.
I mean, if you wanted to do a parody of a response to a missed kick, wouldn't it look a little like this?
The kicking coach, the mental skills coach, the long snapping coach. I mean, it would be the multi-pronged effort to find a kicker.
You know what they have? They have a kicking infrastructure.
You need one. You have to have one in this day and age. You got to get them on the Rapsodo. You got to get them on the Kinetrax.
Are they going to have a lab?
You got to get a kicking lab. Yeah, you have to have a kicking lab where you test all kinds of different kickers against each other.
The problem is all the guys I've tried made it blow up.
What happened to the lab? It's gone. Yeah, this is starting to get farcical. It's starting to get to the point where it's the classic needless expenditure of energy. It's like the end of a Fawlty Towers episode.
Where everything's burning around right. John Cleese. Right.
Doors are slamming and people
and
are
he keeps
screaming.
Demanding that it's not his fault right. the entire time.
His face is turning red.
Well, and that's going to be the issue here is regardless, and this is what I mean for Bears fans and even for players, I think, to a point, is regardless of who they pick as their kicker, you're still going to be looking, you know, so you're going to have the arms interlocked on the sideline just praying that that thing goes in because it's gone on long enough to make you think that there's not enough trust in whomever they end up picking in the evaluation process itself.
708 texter says, just please, Bears, go get the fat vodka-drinking, cigar-smoking Polish guy. He can still kick.
Well, Jay is right here. Jay,
I know.
Of course he can still kick. It's just we can't lose
right,
him.
He's too busy producing our show. I mean, it's a lovely idea.
And he quit smoking years ago, kind of, sort of.
I'm more of a whiskey guy, but everything else checks out.
Yeah, so it's a great idea, but you know, Jay is unavailable. We're not going to allow him to become a free agent for those purposes. Now, I think we should hear from some of the parties involved.
Yeah, there's some interesting stuff from Matt Nagy. There's some interesting stuff from his perspective on what it means to have a conversation like this, like out loud and in the open, and also have to watch it come down. I mean, this is, like you say, they created a competition scenario that affected the rest of the team maybe as much as the kickers themselves. I mean, you don't put them out there for a 43-yard kick for no reason. You put them out there to remind everybody else what it is that didn't get done last year and so that they know here's the job in front of you.
This is going to be like end up with a code red on Private Pile.
It's like right? forced trauma yeah. is what it is. It's kind of, it's bizarre. And like you, I applaud the fact that they're ready to embrace this and that they've realized that there's no other choice than to say, here's where we failed last year and here's what we believe we're capable of doing, regardless of the fact that we've got some of the best 11 on defense, some of the best 11 we can find on offense.
And a great question here from the 630. So, if in fact, or excuse me, 309 texter, if and when a decent kicker gets cut, and he's a choice of teams, might he just decide the whole Bears thing is too much of a bother? No, that's a great question. If you're talking about the human being involved, obviously these are coveted jobs.
Yeah.
But if somebody does have a choice of jobs, like, I'm not dealing with all of that. I don't need that kind of pressure on me.
Let's get to Matt Nagy and how he's dealing with it after the update.
Scoreboard update.
Thanks, Connor. From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Western Conference champion Chicago Wolves would like to thank their loyal fans for making this 25th anniversary so special. Thank you, and see you in October. Cubs lost to the Rockies at Coors Field last night. Final score was 10-3. It's now six straight losses on the road for the Cubs. They'll try to turn that around this afternoon with Cole Hamels on the hill. 1:35 pregame for the finale of this series today. The White Sox defeated the Nationals last night at Guaranteed Rate Field. 7-5 was the final. Wellington Castillo hit a grand slam in the bottom of the first, and Eloy Jimenez hit his ninth home run, the first of his career on the South Side. Sox are off until tomorrow. Hockey tonight, Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final in Boston, Bruins versus Blues. Boston looking for their first cup since 2011. The Blues have never won the Stanley Cup. NBA Finals Game 6 is tomorrow night in Oakland. Toronto leads Golden State 3-2. And as the guys just mentioned, the Bears have waived kicker Chris Blewett, and the Oakland Raiders will be featured this season on HBO's Hard Knocks. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to the radio home of Cubs baseball. The next game on the score is today when the Cubs take on the Rockies at 1:35 here on the score, a radio.com sports station.
What went through your mind when the three kickers all missed in a row?
Yeah. Whatever went through your mind went through my mind.
Can we write that? Can we write what went through my mind?
Yeah, just say you're thinking of it. Yeah, that's about as real as it gets. They were 0-3 out there. And for today, that's not good. I mean, we can't have that. We're going to figure this thing out, but 0-3 today, no good.
Matt Nagy saw it, and I never like hearing a writer ask, can I write that? But now I understand what is meant by if it went for
Zachals.
Yes, that's the best. Can you write what actually went through your mind?
Right. I mean, that's what Nagy said. He said, whatever went through your mind went through mine. So the question was, well, all right, I'll just write what went through my mind. It was death and destruction. It was mayhem. There were a lot of swear words, and I'm just going to write it like you thought it.
And doesn't this mean more because they're good?
Of course it does.
That's what is the backdrop of all of this. Are their aspirations?
When you cut Robbie Gould, when you let go of Robbie Gould and let him walk, and you brought in Connor Barth, and you traded for Aguirre. You know, when you did all this stuff, it was when the Bears didn't really have any expectations. They were just dealing with John Fox as best they could and biding their time until he had to leave and trying to find a quarterback that really mattered. Of course, it was just kind of, it was nothing then. And Ryan Pace was able to use those years to buy him a little bit more time to hit the rebuild button, which kind of extends GMs. And that's not, I don't mean to be completely cynical about it. I just, that's a plan of action for a general manager in sports these days. It's not unique to the NFL. That's just how things work. When you hit the rebuild button, you get, you know, your second contract and you get to move on. So kickers at that point don't really, they're like bullpen arms. They're just guys that you cycle through. And if you miss a couple of kicks and that costs you some games, then it gets you Leonard Floyd. Then it gets you, you know, your draft picks to go grab Khalil Mack. Like that's all that really mattered. Now, though, there are expectations. Now, though, you've got to ask whether or not things are good enough in order to win the football games that you need to win. You went 12-4 last season, and you missed a couple of kicks on the way there. It could have been better. If you miss a few next season, you just with expected regression, with a defense that comes back to just, you know, maybe it's the fifth or ninth best defense in the league as opposed to one or two, then you may need 3 points here or there on the field.
It shouldn't be like this, and the Bears have...
Not like this.
Not like this. They've made this into a thing whether they've wanted to or not. And I want to know what else they knew, where they knew that Chris Blewett was the guy to go.
There's too many camp practices left. I mean, they could have... I mean, if they're just kicker X and replaceable guy this and replaceable guy that, you let them go for the next two mini camp practices and you let them throw up more kicks, right?
I guess.
That makes as much sense as letting a guy go with two practices left. It's very difficult to ascertain the logic that's going behind this. Not to say that there isn't any. It's just to say that it's a very difficult task to find out exactly how they're thinking about these kickers.
Yeah, I want to get back to what you said, though, about how it affects other players on the team. When everybody's standing around watching, when it's this shared experience, when Nagy says whatever's going through your mind is going through my mind,
yeah,
that goes for everybody out there. And it can be really internally draining to know that all of your efforts can be for naught because of the failures of that guy. Or is it the opposite? Or is it motivation to say, let's just score all the touchdowns,
all the points,
and prevent all the touchdowns,
right,
and then this guy doesn't matter?
Yeah, I think that's probably as much as anything else. It's funny you ask it that way because Matt Nagy talked a little bit about that, about the mindset of things. Here's more from yesterday.
They went back to back to back, and all three missed. And so they're being evaluated not just by you, not just by me, but by their own teammates. You know, again, do you make it or do you miss it? And we missed three today. We missed three today. So for us as evaluators, if they all went 3 for 3 today, we wouldn't be talking about it, right? But at the same time, what's real is they didn't, and that's why we're talking about kickers in this situation because we missed. So we gotta just keep trusting our evaluation of these three kickers, and it's not just one person; it's all of us together. We talk it through, and we figure out, and we do everything we possibly can to make sure that in the end, when we get to the very end, that we have the right guy there.
How much can you do?
I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. Nagy says we're talking about this because all three missed. And in this particular instance, he's wrong about that. Because if all three kickers make, we're talking about that too. The reason we're talking about kickers is because of the many decisions that led the Bears to this point. About letting Robbie Gould go, about going through three no-name kickers before that who were all chip shot artists, about making Cody Parkey, a chip shot artist himself, one of the highest paid kickers in the league. We're talking about this because pretty clearly the Bears' evaluation of the kicker hasn't been good enough. So like the kicker himself.
They keep bringing in more people to help do it, and outside coaches and consultants, and we have people offering their services as consultants, and it all ends up rolling into this big ball of dumb.
It's bizarre.
It's a really weird sports story. John and Joliet, you're on Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
Good morning, guys. You know, last year when Parks would miss one, I would say, oh, well, you know, maybe next time. But as it got worse and worse and worse, I mean, this year, like you guys have, people have been saying, high expectations, nothing less. And we're worried about a field goal kicker with 84 days left till kickoff. I mean, their fans are going to, they're going to go ballistic if they lose a game. And God forbid it's a Super Bowl because we don't have a field goal kicker. It's just crazy that this is our biggest concern right now, and we're not worried about something else.
Oh, they're worried about plenty of other things. Oh, that makes you feel better, John.
Spread some worry around.
Forget the Super Bowl. How about the first day of training camp when anybody misses a kick?
Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. And that's
out
the thing.
There watching it?
Yeah, I love the fact he's literally counting the days.
Well, it's on the Tribune every day. It's, you know, just, they're doing their countdown. I know. So you just flip it open and you know.
Great, though, that he's got 84 days.
I think, too, it's not going to be the kick in the Super Bowl that bites you. I mean, if you don't have a field goal kicker, you're not getting there. Right, I mean, if we've learned anything else, if you don't have one, you're not getting there. John mentioned expectations. You mentioned expectations. Matt Nagy mentioned expectations as well yesterday. You'll hear a little bit more from the Bears head coach and a couple of good texts on the Bears kicker issues, too. Mike Florio is going to join us at 10. The national media has noticed what's going on with the Bears and their kicking spot. We got all that to do, plus recapping a bit of a rough Cubs game and one pitcher who has not gotten himself together the last week and a half.
No, he's barely one step better than Hellenbrock at this point.
It's been rough. It's Bernstein and McKnight with lots to do today. It's 670 The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
But the key to your Lucas Giolito's success, what percent of it is physical and what percent of it is mindset and mental?
I'd say 90%+ is mental. When you know that your stuff is good, it's much easier to go out there and just perform.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Bundle home and auto with Progressive and save on your car insurance. Excuse me, maybe we should add in the word money so they know that they're saving money. I'm just going to add that in there, okay? Yeah, hello? Just nodding at me. Okay, well, he's got enough buttons to push in there.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Looking for a way to save some extra money this summer? Why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances? The average credit card interest rate is over 19% APR. So find out what you're paying, get a look at it, and then understand that you can refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars, depending on the size of your debt. You will lower your interest rate because LightStream is offering credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with AutoPay. Think about the difference between that and 18 or 19%. There are no fees. You can get your money as soon as the day you apply. So don't wait on this. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that is exactly what they deliver. And there's even more reason, because for a limited time, because you're listening, you can apply now to get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to this site, lightstream.com/Dan B. lightstream.com/Dan B. LightStream.com/Dan B.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Dan B for more info.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One and a member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
At Farmers Insurance, we know the sound of a perfect hot air balloon landing. And a less than perfect one. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Right now, you can get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after $22.50 a month. Credit apply within 2 bills. If canceled earlier, remain a balance due. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines with auto pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
It's time for some straight talk. Using your phone, yeah, the one right in your hand, could cost up to 50% less every month. Got your attention, don't I? With Straight Talk's Bring Your Own Phone SIM kit, you can keep that phone, your same 4G LTE network and number, but pay less. That's more money in your pocket. The unlimited plan is just $45 a month. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. The month equals 30 days. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Planning a spring break getaway? Well, with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on any purchase you make today and every day. And those miles add up to get you closer to that trip to paradise. Every vanilla soy latte, double miles. Every time you pump gas, double miles. Even when you buy a set of Monogram beach towels, yep, double miles. You earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, and then you go. The Capital One Venture Card, the card that takes you there. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank, USA N.A.
Right now, you can get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after $22.50 a month. Credit apply within 2 bills. If canceled earlier, remain a balance due. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines with auto-pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mullion Hall.
Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Theo Epstein, the Cubs president. Let's start with Addison Russell. Did you think through where he would come back, when he came back? Obviously, those questions arose and taking reps at second base or playing second base when I was there. Was the baseball secondary where he would come back, when he came back? Obviously, those questions arose and Baez has been so good.
In terms of importance, the off-the-field stuff obviously comes first. You know, Joe's thinking evolved a little bit on it as we got into the season and seeing how well Javi played overall in that shortstop. And, you know, Joe's opinion is the only one that counts here, you know, that he sort of believed that Addison would fit best at second base. And that's certainly the way the rest of the organization felt as well. So it was an easy call.
Mullion Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Talking with Jed Hoyer, the Cubs general manager.
I love our versatility. I think Joe does a great job of using it. I think some teams might be scared to bounce a star player like Bryant around the diamond. And obviously we've done that in the past with Javi. You know, we're not doing that now with him, but we have. You know, Jason and Albert can move around the outfield and Bodie can move around. And I think Joe takes advantage of that in a great way. And it really gives us a lot of options. And a guy like Vic, you know, Vic can play first well. Obviously he can catch. I do feel like with Wilson, the toll that catching takes on him, I think we do try to minimize putting him out there. When he's off, we hopefully he's off and he can rest his legs. In general, I think it's a huge plus and a huge part of why we're good.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Bernstein and McKnight, we're in what we're calling the Culinary Studios. And that's because it's usually the Intercom Culinary Kitchen that is our temporary studio as they are building us new and state-of-the-art digs where we usually do our broadcasting. But it's Sports Radio 670 The Score here on this Wednesday hump day. If you didn't stay up later for the Cubs, you didn't miss anything. They got their dongs knocked in the dirt again, and it was ugly. The reliever that they brought in to help stabilize things as presumably a high-leverage guy is just bad.
Yeah, Brad Brock has been anything but good lately. He's just been knocked around consistently in his last few outings, and he said after the game, too, that he feels like he's got great stuff, but it's getting barreled. Which is never a good place. He needs a come to Jesus meeting or something. He needs to find religion. I mean, he's searching for it.
I know you got some bear stuff here that we're going to continue with, but the 773 texter, thank you, Skypoint, picked up my Helen Brock reference. Although this can't be right because the texter says, I used to go horse riding in Harms Woods by Old Orchard with my grandpa, and he'd point out where Helen Brock was buried every time. She wasn't ever found.
That doesn't mean they didn't have a burial.
But she wasn't. She's not in anything. She disappeared.
Yes. Apparently, she disappeared. I didn't know who Helen Brock was. So
she
was up on
an heiress. She married into the Brock Candies family. And
she was an original Brock.
Apparently got involved with some shady horse race scam artists that targeted elderly women with these, you know, fake ideas of they would buy like $3,000 claimers and then try to pass them off as $100,000 horses. It was all a big scam, and then she ended up disappearing, and they think they know who did it, but that person's dead anyway. But anyway, thank you for getting my Helen Brock reference and the
yes.
disappearance from 1977.
Appreciate it. Yes. That is right. Top-notch stuff.
Interesting.
So we've talked quite a bit about the Bears kicking situation, and there are all kinds of conspiracy theories from fans and outside observers alike, some of them crazier than the next, which is kind of what you get when you're in a scenario like this. I think, and you illustrated this when we started the show, there's a craziness to it because of the expectations that are on this football team. And it's not just from the outside, it's from the inside as well. Matt Nagy talked a bit about not being afraid to say the word Super Bowl, to say that phrase and let everybody know that that's something they're interested in competing for and winning this season while trying to keep things in perspective as much as possible.
Last year, when we got together, we talked our very first meeting on April 3rd of last year, and we talked about the ultimate goal is to win the Super Bowl. Not many people in that room believed it. If you don't talk about it up front and you don't set a goal, then why are you here? Why are you even, you know, you're playing for other motives? Well, the goal is that. That's every team's goal. But now how are you going to attack it? And there's no predictions. There's no we're going to do this, we're going to do that. No, that's not it with us. But it feels good because we have good players. We feel like we have a good team. We did it last year. But last year, that's gone. We're going to use it. But when we walk out on the field against the Packers week one, it's a new year. And there's a lot of expectations from a lot of different people. That's my job to make sure I corral that and I keep those blinders on that we've always had on, and we focus on week one. We don't worry about week 16, 17, 18, et cetera. And I welcome that challenge, and I know our players do too.
I mean, he's all about saying the quiet part out loud in a good way. It may be the best way I've heard from a Bears coach in a really long time.
He demystifies a lot of this stuff.
You almost have to. And that approach, you know, has kind of been sprayed to all fields. You know, with every issue that has popped up for the Bears, it seems as though that consistent approach by Nagy and by the front office, too, you got to imagine that those two are fairly in lockstep about how to deal with some of the issues at hand here. You talk about it, you say it out loud, you admit the pressure, you understand it, you kind of deal with it that way as a team. But when that team pressure, when those expectations land on one guy, and it happens to be a position that you don't have yet, and it happens to be a position that you haven't evaluated well yet either, and by the way, it's a position that is less like a football player than maybe any other on the team, then it becomes this strange search for something that other teams haven't gone through in any way like this.
Would you consider looking at the math of never kicking a field goal? of just every single time always going for it. And just like the guy, there's that college coach, that like D3 college coach that never punts because he's figured out, he's solved the math of this. He doesn't have a punter on the roster and they set all kinds of scoring records.
I'd consider it.
I mean, just as a thought exercise.
Yeah, I'd start to consider it.
If you go back and you look at some of these situations and say, what if? Because it's, you know, you gotta convert, you know, 90% of your kicks anyway for these. That's what you expect. I mean, the reason you do it is because you're banking on those three.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're not going for it every time, then you'd certainly become the most aggressive team in the league. You know, and just be that 70% team or whatever it is. Go above and beyond the expectations of kicking field goals. Go ahead and convert your 4th-and-3, your 4th-and-2, and just be aggressive with it. I wouldn't mind it at all. You've got the coach who's willing to do it. You saw how many times he went for two. You saw how many different formations and players he's willing to use. There's a certain amount of aggressiveness that's baked into this Bears team right now. It just is.
He's Connor McKnight. I'm Dan Bernstein. We are on the score from 9 a.m. to noon Monday through Friday. But sometimes we are out and we are among the people, as we will be next week, Tuesday and Wednesday, June 18th and June 19th. This show will be out at Gallagher Way to celebrate the start of the Wintrust Crosstown Series. 670 The Score is going to be broadcasting from 9 a.m. until first pitch at 7:05, brought to you by Wintrust, presenting sponsor of the Wintrust Crosstown Series. And we on this show are going to have some opportunities for you to maybe win tickets to that.
Yeah, some games that you might be able to
head to. Yeah, so definitely stay tuned for those opportunities. And stay tuned right now for Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk, who's going to join us next to give us a national perspective on some of this Bears ridiculousness. We're going to talk about the team that has been unveiled as the subject of the next HBO Hard Knocks and more. Plenty of football talk straight ahead on The Score.
Anthony Rizzo talking Cubs on The Score.
Feels like every time you lead off an inning, you reach base.
Yeah, that's the goal. I like leading off innings, that's for sure. But yeah, it was a nice win for us. Going down 4 early versus the Cardinals like this, it's a nice win.
This is Chicago's official radio home for Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Are you still looking for the perfect gift for Dad this Father's Day? Well, if you are, you still have an opportunity to purchase the Omaha Steaks Father's Day Steak Fix gift package. If you missed the online ordering opportunity, it's okay because you can still get it at one of their very accessible retail locations in Chicago for 74% off. That's the deal. A $235 value, but for you, it is $59.99. If you go into Omaha Steaks and you let them know Dan Bernstein sent you, you get the deal. So for $59.99, you get all of this. 2 tender filet mignons, 2 bold top sirloins, 2 savory pork chops, 4 Omaha Steaks burgers, 4 massive gourmet jumbo franks, 4 crispy chicken fried steaks, a pack of all beef meatballs, 4 premium chicken breasts, 4 caramel apple tartlets, a packet of Omaha Steaks signature seasoning, and 4 extra Omaha Steaks burgers free. That's 74% off. And it's Omaha Steaks, family owned and operated, run by the 5th generation. Pick up the Steak Fix gift package for $59.99 at any of the retail locations around here at Streets of Woodfield, Naperville Crossing, Orland Park, and Oak Brook Promenade. Be sure to let them know Dan Bernstein sent you and you get the deal. So pick up your Omaha Steaks Father's Day Steak Fix package today.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number 1, number 2 employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, you can get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after 22.50 a month credit. Apply within 2 bills. If canceled earlier, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 6:30. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines with auto-pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Race fans, join Sycamore Speedway this Friday night for a very special event featuring the UMP Summer Nationals Dirt Late Models, offering a $10,000 first place prize presented in part by Techwell. Saturday, it's Spectacular Spectator Saturday featuring Spectator, Powder Puff, Soccer Stalker, and Combat Compact Racing and Minivan Demo. Visit SycamoreSpeedway.com.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Pitch hitting, the catcher, number 2.
Also, Karen in row J eating the hot dog. Did you mean to tip 167% yesterday at Le Cafe restaurant? Just checking.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like over-tipping, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
Flo here with a word that's just weird. Terry cloth. Who exactly is Terry? And why does he get his own fabric? Did he journey below SPF 50? Fight off some weeds and his daffodils? How about a word for everyone? Flotection. Yeah, I just made it up. But I'm not making up how great it feels when me and Progressive protect your new home. Ever think of that, Terry? No, Terry only thinks of himself.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. June is World Oceans Month. Remember to always cut up plastic six-pack rings. Better yet, reduce your use of disposable plastic so it doesn't end up in our ocean. If you're planning a trip to the beach, make sure you use sunscreen that's labeled reef-friendly or reef-safe. All of these steps will help protect marine wildlife and keep our oceans beautiful. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?